Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week. Welcome to our Chats with Rosemary, I've been liking to call it. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do actually, but it's also Chats with Emma.
Thank you. Yeah. Bit of insight, just a conversation about what we've been talking about on the video. This week I talked about breakthrough and praying for a breakthrough. So I'd just be interested to talk more about how do we do that? How do we pray for a breakthrough? What are the kind of things that we could do, not just in prayer, but to ask God for breakthrough in our life? One of the thoughts I had in mind was years ago, I remember you gave up chocolate for years because you were praying for
my sister.
Your sister. And yes, I know you were praying for her, but you did an extra act of
fasting.
Yeah, fasting. So yep. You didn't fast everything,
no.
But you were specific in what you did. And so I was thinking there's that type of thing that we could put into our lives that, you know, takes us a situation that we want breakthrough in, that we take to God every day in prayer, but there are the extra acts we can do.
I guess it's like really saying to God, I really am praying for this thing. Mm. Not just a flippant prayer, but that it's so important what I'm praying for. And I wasn't praying necessarily for a specific answer, just God's answer, but that I was so intentional that I decided to give up eating chocolate, which I love chocolate. Yep. Ladies, who doesn't like chocolate? But and it was difficult because you go to a party. Mm. What's there? Even chocolate cake.
I'm a chocoholic, so we always would have had chocolate in the house.
Like, yeah. You know, so many times, and I'd just go, no. And I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd just say, no, I'm
thank
not.
You. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember how Emma found out that I was. Maybe just noticed over a period of time. But, I probably, after the prayer was answered, then I shared what I'd been doing. And not to sort of say, look at me, but this is one way that you can really, I guess, share with God. I'm determined.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, we get determined about some...
lots of other things in our lives, don't we, that we put stuff in place.
Yeah.
But do we do it for
prayer,
God,
or
and
for
breakthrough?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Spiritual breakthrough. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and God sees those things.
Mm.
Like I actually was walking, doing some exercise a few weeks ago, and I felt God say to me, I guess because in the walking I had a free mind and I was actually talking to God, and I felt him say, I see your sacrifice.
Mm.
So not just, yes, he was talking to me at a particular time, but he sees our sacrifices.
Mm.
He sees our intention of heart.
Mm.
He sees that we really desperately want a certain thing or need a certain thing. And Jesus used a parable. Would, you know, we as parents give to our children, would not our Heavenly Father give to his children more? So would he not want breakthrough in different areas?
It's made me think more though too about if I want breakthrough in a certain area of my life, what happens if I don't get it? You know, like I think God's then seen all our heart.
Yes.
But then there's that heart that also says, yes, but God, what you want, your will.
Yes.
Because God can change our heart.
Yes.
But yeah, just because we actually want something for ourselves doesn't mean that God wants to give it to us.
Well, I guess Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane said, Lord, if it's your will, take this away. So he still asked. But then he came to the resolve and the Holy Spirit would have sent him strength. And he would go, no, this is what I need to do. Because he loved us so much. This is what he was sent to the earth for. So he came to the resolve to put aside what he desired and served us. So it ultimately comes to the journey again of us with God, that we, if the answer isn't yes or I'll give you this, that we have then come to terms with, Lord, you know better.
What's best for me. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you've got the bigger plan that I don't even understand or know. Yeah, I certainly find at the beginning of the year, that's when I put in place all those things of what I want breakthrough for. Doesn't mean I can't do it later in the year. But I think I was saying in our last podcast, because the year is such a nice kind of pocket of time where you can measure, this is what happened this year. So that's when I often go, okay, God, this year I want these things, you know?
I think fantastic, like you said, at any time. But at the beginning of a year where mentally I think we, as people, we often go, oh, we can start again. We can go again. New place. We want the breakthrough that we can't do ourselves. So we're actually, we could actually write a list. It doesn't matter how long, how short, whatever. But we want God to act in our life. How beautiful and honest is that? You know, and God loves honesty. If we're angry at him, he would love that we tell him, we're angry, Lord, that you haven't helped me. But then it's ultimately the journey with him that he looks at.
Yeah, just came to mind now as we're talking, like wanting breakthrough in our life is, and going to God with it, is recognizing that I can't. I do need God to come. Like there's that need there for something more than me, which we believe is God, and he can provide that need for us. So coming to God for a breakthrough is us wanting to deepening our relationship with God. Even if like the focus is, God, I want you to come in a certain area, it's asking God to come into it. So you're deepening your relationship by saying, God, I need you in this space, because the truth is I can't do it without you.
And God loves a humble heart. A humble heart is basically looking at the facts and going, this is where I am. This is where I am in my family, in my work, in my career, in my life, you know, personally inside, because, you know, often things inside of us nobody sees, but God sees. But it's being honest, and he loves and comes to a humble heart.
And like the practical example I was giving was like wanting a support worker for Hannah to go out into the community, but being very nervous, the right person. And I've been praying, God, would you bless me with either someone we know or the right person if I don't know them
yet. And they came to you.
And they came to me.
Yes.
And I've been praying for it.
Yes.
And praying for it. I've been praying for months.
Yes.
And then they come to me. And I remember as they walked away in my head going, I think God just answered my prayer, you know. And so like that real practical, God really actually does want to come and help us with that need. Now, someone on the outside can look and go, oh, she just needs someone to take her child out. But when you look at the mother and, you know, I'm getting emotional now just talking about it, it's like, no, this is for my daughter who needs to be cared for and looked after. Like, God knows all of that.
Yes.
And God can come into that.
Yes.
Like, it's bringing all those situations. And I'm sure people listening have their own, that straight away, you almost don't even have to think about it because it's on your mind all the time anyway.
Yes.
You know?
But I want to encourage you, because it's something Emma said. For months and months and months she's been praying. Don't give up.
Yep.
Pester God. Ask him for a breakthrough. Because in asking for a breakthrough, you're not specifically saying, Lord, I want a breakthrough in my life and I want it done this way. You're just saying, I want a breakthrough in my life. I trust that you have the right next step for me, the next answer, or whatever.
Sometimes that's what we want.
Yeah.
Well, we really hope that that discussion has encouraged you, and that whatever you're praying for in your breakthroughs, that God would come and he would bring his perfect will to that situation. So we'll be praying for you as well. If you want prayer, then write to us, because we are praying always.
Nothing's too little, too big to write.
That's it.
Just share it.
So we hope and pray that you have a blessed week, and we pray for all those breakthroughs in your lives.
Amen.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye.